Yeah, I think it takes vision and commitment from the top, no question. Those are the key things. You've got to have the political will, and people have to stick to it. It takes time. You know, these things don't happen overnight.
Well, that's my guest, Colin Cooper. He's the planning manager for the city of Hillsboro, Oregon, a suburb of Portland, Oregon. And of course, Portland, a platinum city rated by the League of American Bicyclists, bicycle nirvana to many. The impact that has on a city like Hillsboro, we're going to talk about influencing public policy. And you're going to learn a lot about the city of Hillsboro on today's show. And this is Frank. I'm your host. And you're listening to CDM Cyclist, my blog, my podcast show. I'm motivated to talk about bicycle safety issues, some of the people involved in that, some of the cities that are doing amazing things to increase safety, bring more people out on bicycles. That's what this show is all about. And today, we go to Hillsboro, Oregon. Oh, why me, I guess? I only started riding my bike again about 2 years ago and had a big impact on me at this stage in my life. I'm 58 years old. I needed to get my cholesterol numbers and my triglyceride numbers under control. My diet that I was on, what a surprise, wasn't working. And I get on a bicycle and all of a sudden things start to improve. Plus, I'm having a good time. I'm enjoying it. My wife sees all this happening. She joins me and together we're bicycling to lunch in faraway beach cities. I guess have the added advantage being here in Southern California in Newport Beach. Fantastic cycling opportunities year round here. Well, let's get right to it.
Hi, I'm Colin Cooper, the planning manager for the city of Hillsboro.
Well, Colin, you and I got introduced. Our mutual friends at Bike Station put us together. What's the Bike Station connection with Hillsboro?
Bike Station connection with Hillsboro, Oregon, is that they are the vendor for a new full-service bicycle commuting facility that we've installed in the intermodal transit facility, which is a $100 word for a parking garage. But it really is not your grandfather's parking garage. What we did was we built a facility that's a half a block from our West Side light rail and is part of our emerging health and education district. And that garage includes 13 Type 2 electric charging stations. It's built to a LEED Silver standard and, of course, includes this first of its kind in our region full-service commuter station. And we're thrilled that Bike Station is the vendor that's been able to bring the service to life.
So I'm going to be able to head over there. How far away is it from where we are right now?
It's just four blocks from City Hall, and it's centered in an emerging area that we have entitled the Health and Education District. There's Tualatin Hospital, which is a regional hospital, and Pacific University, which is headquartered in Forest Grove, Oregon, has its graduate school located in Hillsboro, and they're growing. They've built two buildings, and they're intending to build two more with a total student population ultimately of 2,000 people right downtown, and the Bike Station smack dab in the middle of it.
So it's going to enjoy great traffic.
Oh, I think the access is going to be great. In addition, we have a cultural arts center only a few blocks away, and we, of course, hope that many more people will come in and live. We're in the midst of a downtown revitalization. The city, with its citizens and business owners, property owners, we've recently adopted the downtown framework plan, so and an urban renewal plan. And for those people that aren't, you know, think urban renewal, and they think of just, you know, 1960s urban renewal in Oregon, we use it just simply to capture increments of tax revenue that will then be focused into the district for street beautification and to help do public-private partnerships, similar to the ITF where the Bike Station is located.
And was it a competitive process, the Bike Station? Did you go out to bid for that?
Yes, it was a competitive process, and we were very pleased. We got four responses from the RFQ that we interviewed from, three of them national firms, including Bike Station, and one local. And so we were very pleased that for what we think is still an emerging area of business with regard to commercial bicycle parking, that we did receive four bids.
So to me, that implies that there's a lot of sophistication out there, a lot of experience, different national companies bidding on this. That's all good.
Yes, it is. And, you know, we did see different types of systems as far as securing and locking and entering into the facility. So it's clearly that there is innovation that's occurring and, you know, people offering different kinds of products. Bike Station did a great job and really sharpened their pencil in offering not only the security of coming and going in a system that could register all the various members, but also the amenities on the inside of the facility, which really make it quite nice.
I suppose I have to disclose, Bike Station is a Tech Coast Angels company. I'm a member of the Tech Coast Angels in Los Angeles. Yeah. So I've been able to observe them from a distance, at least, for some time. Good for them. So you had this great facility, a lot of work and redevelopment here in the city, but tell me more about Bike Station. What were some of the original motivations you had for it?
Well, with the intermodal transit facility, when I happened to be hired, just the idea had been hatched. It was part of you know, the way to develop the parking necessary for this campus that was being built. And they said, well, it's going to be intermodal. And I sort of teased the people that had come up with the idea, well, what's intermodal about a parking garage? And is it more than just being half a block from a light rail transit? And they said, well, we'll have, I said, where's your bike parking? And they said, well, we'll have some bike boxes and a few U-racks, you know, typical two-point racks. And I said, well, that's not enough. We need to, you know, think of something bolder. And so actually it was my idea to push the full-service notion of a complete 24/7, 365 facility. And so I'm lucky enough to work for the city of Hillsborough. We're a very entrepreneurial government, and I know people don't normally put those things in the same sentence, but we very much you know, listened to the idea. We went and talked to our partners, Tualatin Hospital and Pacific University. They were enthused by the idea, and so ultimately everybody came together with the right funding, and the idea came to work.
Give me some idea. What does a bike station facility cost?
The bike station, because we were able to use a part of the garage that was probably only going to be a storage area, we were able to actually bring it online for primarily the cost of doing the storefront window glazing system and just the actual fixtures that are on the inside. So roughly $100,000. So we, you know, brought it in this case at a very low price point. I think somebody that was building one out of the ground, like the beautiful bike station that we have all seen, some of you have probably seen it in person, like you, Frank, but the one in Washington, D.C. undoubtedly cost a lot more than ours did. But as you'll see, it's a very attractive facility.
So at a price like that, any city could consider it, huh? Tell me more about City of Hillsborough, please.
Well, the City of Hillsborough is a traditional county seat. We were originally mostly an agricultural and timber city, and then serving as that sort of governmental center for the Washington County. It has a current population of just over 90,000. It's grown substantially in the last 20 years, primarily because Hillsborough is now the home to Oregon's Silicon Forest, and specifically Intel has its largest presence in the world here in Hillsborough. We have 15,000 Intel employees, and only recently Intel reconfirmed their commitment to this facility by they're going to build D1X, which is the newest fabrication plant, which is about a $4.5 billion facility. And all of the most latest research and technology on all Intel chips is done right here in Hillsborough. I mean, it's their cutting-edge facility. But we also have Solar World, which is the largest manufacturer of solar panels in the Western Hemisphere. They have 500,000 square feet of plant here in Hillsborough. And we have a number of other high-tech companies that we can go on. And, of course, Nike and Columbia are just outside of our boundaries in Washington County on the east side. So there's quite a bit of, industry going on either in Hillsborough or near Hillsborough. And
Any thoughts of incorporating those outlying areas?
Well, I'm thinking that there are political reasons that'll never happen. Yes, now. But Nike likes this. They do fly their corporate jets in and out of our airport. We do have an airport here, and Mr. Knight does locate his very beautiful facility here.
Well, that's a lot to know about City of Hillsborough. I didn't know that. And you're in the, you might say, the orbit of Portland. Portland, a platinum bicycle city. So that affects the whole region, right?
It does. I mean, Portland certainly sets the bar for all of us. And Portland is definitely the bellwether, obviously, not only regionally, but nationally. They've done such a great job. And so that does spur the rest of the jurisdictions throughout the region to, you know, seek a higher, you know, order on bicycles and just general transit and walkability and ultimately livability. Beaverton to our east, the city just a little bit further to the east, is a silver recognized by the League of American Bicyclists. And I am trying to encourage our leaders to start to seek those types of levels of recognition. And as I've joked with some of the local journalists, I've coined a phrase, and we are Holland. And when I like to say that, people sort of laugh. But what I'm trying to remind people is that in Hillsborough is located in the Tualatin Valley, and primarily is a flat topography. And we also have very mild weather, like Holland. So we have flat topography, mild weather. So the idea is to create the infrastructure, like bike station and just ongoing dedicated lanes, to allow people to use bicycling as a legitimate form of transportation for short trips and long trips. And so we are Holland. That's where I'm trying to inspire our leaders and our residents to really work together to knit together the infrastructure here in Washington County and catch up to Portland.
I like the sounds of that. That has a nice ring to it. How about, besides bike station, what other kinds of bicycle transit initiatives do you have? Or are you way ahead on all those things? Because Portland's way ahead of everybody else.
Well, I wouldn't say we're way ahead. I think we're doing a good job. We have been adding a number of lane miles, and I'm sorry I don't have the number of miles. Whenever we build a new facility, we're putting bike lanes on. We have, as do all cities in our region, a transportation system plan that requires us to thoughtfully think about how to connect all those facilities. One of our issues has been funding, but the city council 2 years ago passed a fund that will help dedicate revenues towards that. And they did that just at the beginning of this great recession that we're having. So they didn't pick the number as high as some of us would have liked, but it was a number that was reasonable to the business community. So we have funds coming in. We're starting to build some of those facilities. For example, we're just building a brand new road called Veterans Drive. Here on Veterans Day, I can tell you about Veterans Drive. And that's going to extend from Grant Street going into the Washington County Fairgrounds, just south of the airport we were just discussing. It's going to include a cycle track. So it'll be a separated bicycle facility. So the city is committed to those types of facilities. In addition, we're partnering with TriMet, the local transit provider, on a significant parking facility at Orenco, which is a nationally recognized APA award-winning community within Hillsborough neighborhood. And we're doing another large bicycle parking facility there, because that's where most of the Intel employees get off. And Intel, by the way, we talked about just a little bit ago, 7% of their employees are arriving by bicycle. So it's a pretty big, percentage for a facility like that with 15,000 total employees. So that's a good thing.
Probably opportunities to grow that number, right, you'd think?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I think, if we can make it more comfortable for people to, do it, they will.
So back to Veterans Drive, is it?
Yes.
So were you describing like a separate bike path, separate from automobile traffic?
Yeah, it'll be a cycle track, a traditional line, which is Portland has really led the way on, and other, I think, areas in the country. And so it will be a separated facility that will be dedicated to cyclists, and so they'll be able to zip along from downtown Hillsboro out to the fairgrounds area, which would then connect Intel employees. If an Intel employee lived in downtown and was going there, or somebody's going out to the fairgrounds themselves for all the events that occur, or maybe they're going to get on their corporate jet, because we do have people that ride their bikes to their corporate jets.
That's the ultimate, huh? That's what I dream of. So how about, you know, public influencing public opinion? See, I come up here from Southern California. It's easy for me to just assume that everybody in the state of Oregon is in favor of cycling, and all of those issues of getting buy-in from merchants and the driving public, those are all behind you. Is that's I'm overstating it.
Well, in Washington County, you would be, and I think even in Portland, there's always a little bit of pushback. I mean, Mayor Adams was very famously redirected some money from sewers last year into bike infrastructure, which he was trying to sell as a combined piece. And I'm not saying anything critical about that, but I think there was controversy to it. So it was leadership on his part to make that happen. Here in Washington County, we definitely have a balance that we have to maintain, because the expectation is that we maintain a level of service in our automobile traffic. But we want a balance. There's a real recognition now to balance, and we need to catch up on bicycle infrastructure. So we're making great strides to do that. So it's a balancing act.
You're so far ahead, though. What are some of the things that comes to mind when you talk about balancing?
Well, I think just recognizing and trying to educate, you know, the motoring public that you can absolutely have both types of facilities, and that putting, you know, money into bicycling allows an intersection to operate for a vehicle at a higher level of service when we've taken, you know, 10 cars out of that intersection on a particular PM peak cycle. So that's a little technical, I mean, when we think about it, but it's educating people that balance on is going to work out for everybody's benefit. People are going to be healthier and more productive if they're biking, and people are going to be more healthy and productive if they're not screaming at the fact that they didn't make it through the intersection on the cycle because there were 10 additional cars in that intersection and people who didn't feel it was safe to bike. But instead now, because we've invested in bicycle facilities, they are starting to use alternative modes of transportation.
That's an impression I have. I've been here 24 hours, and it seems easy to drive around, navigate. I'm in Portland, park wherever your destination is, and it's because, in part, so many people are bicycling, not clogging the streets with their cars.
Absolutely, I agree. I mean, between bicycles and transit, we just have outstanding transit in our region, but, you know, that TriMet provides light rail and bus transit, and streetcar in downtown Portland, and we're looking at extending those things here in Hillsboro. We have a huge initiative called Amberglen Community Plan. I happen to be the project manager for that, and we're going to extend light rail, and we're looking at significant infrastructure for bicycles in that district, and that's on the east side of our city.
And Colin, a few minutes ago, we were down in the coffee shop, and you were saying something about perhaps trying to attract certain kinds of, like, bicycle manufacturers here. What was that?
Well, in downtown Hillsboro, we're sort of on the western edge of the region. And so our downtown doesn't necessarily have the attribute of geographic location that some other places like our central city of Portland does to attracting a really diverse, large amount of employment. So we've started to look at ways to find niches. And one of those is to look at arts and culture. And within the arts and culture, to me, is the bike manufacturing, the hand-built bikes, and trying to get more of those types of manufacturers out here, because I think there's a livability and affordability component. In addition, because we're on the edge, the one benefit for a cyclist is then you can go and take advantage of the wonderful farmland and the great road cycling surrounding downtown Hillsboro, because in Oregon, we have the urban growth boundary, and if you're in downtown Hillsboro, you can feel that. You only drive literally, you know, less than a mile from where we're here at the interview, and you're out in farmland. And so, you know, you can go from six-story buildings out into this pristine farmland that's protected by the urban growth boundary. So if you start a cycling shop here, then you can, you know, take your new products and test ride them right out into just beautiful cycling country.
That sounds pretty nice.
Well, Colin and I, we take a moment to catch our breath, and then we start talking about bicycling in Southern California, and in particular around Los Angeles. It's been a city that's been doing a lot lately, raising a profile on cycling safety issues.
The balance is that you know we were ahead of the curve just on a policy basis, because I think some people went out and embraced the idea of alternate transportation. But you get to a certain point, especially in communities in the LA basin, where you can't expand the road anymore. You don't have any money to do any new tricks for cars. So you start to realize that if you take a certain percentage out and you really do build a bike facility, you will get significant bike transportation and you can really create the balance. So I think that, in communities like Newport Beach, you're going to be able to really see some good improvements, and in the LA basin. And I like LA. I think it's a very exciting, I mean, the whole basin is a very exciting place. Lots of people with great ideas, but you definitely need to keep moving towards a better balance, because it's definitely still an auto culture, even with some of those recent transit lines. And I see more cyclists, but not as many, given that it is a flat topography. It is certainly moderate weather. You know, it's if we say Hillsboro is Holland, or I'm trying to say that, then you could say that L.A. is Barcelona. You know, I mean, because Barcelona, of course, embraces cycling, and so there you go.
Or Rotterdam.
Or Rotterdam, yeah. A little cold. I don't think L.A. people want to import Rotterdam's weather.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Los Angeles, it strikes me as struggling to do more to accommodate cyclists, but it feels inevitable, and it's an exciting time to observe Los Angeles, accommodate more cyclists. It's only going to improve, I think, and I take great, that's heartwarming for me.
Yeah, I think your efforts and is that education and letting people know their legitimate options. I love New York City. I've had the good fortune of being there a couple times this year. Obviously, Frank, you have a career that you built there. And I was really impressed by the huge increase in the amount of bicycle traffic that I saw this year than the last time, which had been about 5 years since I'd been to New York City. And so it's really, and what they've done on Broadway and what they're doing to increase pedestrian traffic. So, you know, you can bring livability to even the densest place like Manhattan. You can certainly do it in the Los Angeles basin.
It takes a commitment from the top is what I seem to be learning.
Yeah, I think it takes vision and commitment from the top. No question. Those are the key things. You've got to have the political will and people have to stick to it. It takes time. You know, these things don't happen overnight.
I've observed that's where my background as an entrepreneur is challenged. You know, you want to be able to make things happen tomorrow. But yeah, if New York City can do this in 5 years, tempting to think you could do it anywhere, huh?
I agree completely.
How about yourself, Colin? You're a cyclist. You've got a bicycle on your lapel.
I've been a cyclist for a long time. I love cycling. I also live in a suburban community. I have a 3-car garage, and there are 3 cars in there, but there are also 9 bicycles. And so I'm one of those people that believes in the balance. I think, you know, we're going to have automobiles for a long time, but I love my bike. And I've been commuting to work for 18 years and took up road cycling after commuting. And so I have a road bike, a mountain bike, and a commuting bike, and have introduced my whole family to it. And we, you know, love biking. How can you not? It's a lot of fun and keeps me young, even when I'm commuting home at 10 o'clock after a city council meeting and it's 40 degrees and sideways rain.
Well, that's a good memory anyway, right? After the fact, after you towel off.
Yeah, after the fact, I feel tough.
Anything I haven't asked, Colin?
I think you've really hit a nice, and we've talked about a nice diversity of things that are occurring in Hillsboro, Oregon. I mean, we are open for business. We're very open to new ideas, and our political leadership and our business community, you know, the real leaders, are all open to these ideas. And so we're very excited for the future of cycling in Hillsboro and Washington County.
Thanks very much for joining me on the show today, Colin.
You're very welcome. Thank you for coming out.
Well, we're back in the studio, and It's time to say thank you to my sponsor. That would be BikeTiresDirect.com. BikeTiresDirect, e-commerce site for all your bicycle needs, gear, clothing. When I'm up in a place like Hillsboro, I see some well-equipped cyclists, rain gear and fenders and all everything you need for that kind of a climate. Whatever you need. Remember last time I told you it was lights for my kids' bikes going under the Christmas tree in just a couple of weeks. I need a new rack for my bike. What I have right now rattles. Drives me crazy. I go to Bike Tires Direct for all my cycling needs. Why not? They've got a membership reward program. They keep track, of course, of every purchase you make and earn points that turn into discounts on your next order. Check them out, please. BikeTiresDirect.com. And in a future episode, is it the next interview? I interview Lou Doctor, the founder of Bike Tires Direct, and Lou describes the e-commerce side of running a bicycle store in the modern era, in this internet age. And you're going to find that a fascinating discussion. That's coming up next on CDM Cyclist. In the meantime, here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to come to the blog, cdmcyclist.com, or some of you, of course, getting to this show via coronadelmartoday.com, either locale. Come to the blogs and leave a comment behind. Now, podcasting can be a one-way medium sometimes. I know you're out walking the dog, getting a little exercise. Maybe you're on your bike, listening on your way to work. Anyway, love some feedback as I start. I've been doing this blog for just a little over a month. I'd love to hear from you. So please send me a line, leave a comment on the blog. And until next time, I'd like you to get up, go outside, get on a bike, and feel like a kid again. Thanks so much for listening, and good night.